News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, just over half of Dublin bus passengers are now wearing face coverings, according to stats released by the National Transport Authority. And the research found that 60% of Irish Rail customers are complying and about 75% of bus, air and commuters. Well, for reaction to these figures, we're joined by Galway-based GP Brian Higgins. Brian, at the moment, about 75% of commuters in some cases, particularly in bus, air, and is that good or have we a lot more to do?
Hey, Andrea, good morning. It's not as good as it needs to be. The thing with COVID and what we've learned is that when you cough, sneeze, talk loudly, laugh or shout, you create something called an aerosol, which is almost like a mist that'll hang in the air and can hang in the air for quite a while. So the idea of wearing a mask is to stop you from creating that mist and also stop somebody else from breathing it in. So even when somebody says on a bus where there's not necessarily a lot of wind moving through it to move this mist along, that aerosol could hang in the air. So someone can actually be on that bus, unwittingly or unknowingly spread the illness, because as we know, many people can have it and be asymptomatic. Mm-hmm. And then a few minutes later, or half an hour later, somebody who's quite vulnerable can come in, sit in that mist and potentially breathe it in. I suppose it's a huge change for us to go from a kind of relatively carefree life to trying to wear masks all the time. And it's uncomfortable wearing masks. I don't think anyone likes it. I wear a mask all day long. And it's not nice, but the truth is it protects ourselves, but it could also stop us from making someone else really sick or potentially dying.
Do you think, is the message getting through to passengers? Because on Monday we had Anne Graham, the Chief Executive of the National Transport Authority, here on the programme, and she talked about the fact that the masks were, face coverings were to become mandatory from Monday, but that detailed regulation, you know, which would kind of deal with the enforcement elements of it, that's still being worked on at the moment. Do you think we need that level of enforcement in order to get people to wear masks, because the figures are like they vary greatly in various different public transports?
I think it's hard to know. I think it's a big shift, and I do think that we have to give people credit. And generally, if people understand why they need to wear them, they often will. I don't think there's any issue with having legislation that saves people's lives. So I can't see, we should all be wearing face masks if we can't stay 2 meters away from somebody, or we're stuck indoors with someone because of the way this aerosol spread creates. So I think we all should be wearing it, and unfortunately, if legislation is needed, it's needed.
Okay, should it be as hard line as no mask, you know, no entry, no ride in the bus or the train?
I think there are some people for reasons that will not be able to wear masks. So say children under the age of 13 don't need to wear masks. There are some exceptions, but they are rare. And I think we, especially now coming into the winter, because unfortunately, most people do believe there will be a big surge coming into the winter. And I hope there isn't. But wearing masks now and getting used to wearing them now could mean that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And like the best scenario could be that we all say, oh God, that was complete overreaction and there was no need for us all to wear masks. And look, now we're all fine and there was no big surge. But that could happen. And we could be saying that simply because we all wore masks.
All right. We'll leave it there for the moment. Galway-based GP Brian Higgins, my thanks to you for joining us on the programme.